On the KSRO live line with us is California Playbook reporter Politico's Carla Marinucci. And Carla, I have a little song to start our segment with.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So sorry.
Yeah, I thought it might be appropriate, a little Brenda Lee for you this morning for our friend Sean Spicer.
Yeah.
And well,
this
the
is
apology
sorry
tour.
Week. This is sorry week, Pat, between United Airlines and
That's
Sean
right.
Spicer.
Oscar Munoz could also use it as a theme song, that's for sure. But, man, talk. It's not a political gaffe. I don't know what you call what Spicer did yesterday.
I was watching that segment, and when he actually said that the, you know, even Hitler didn't think so low as to use chemicals to kill people.
Wow.
My mouth just dropped open.
Yeah.
How do you get around that? And the worst part was then he tried to come back at it and say, well, he wasn't killing his own people like Assad is doing.
Well,
wait a minute.
Yeah, he could not wiggle out of it.
No, and it particularly wasn't funny. You know, Jewish people are celebrating Passover.
Yeah.
This seemed to be almost a Holocaust denial kind of statement. It was very, very shocking. And, you know, more than anything, Sean Spicer has gotten himself in trouble so many times up there on the podium by just saying things that, frankly, are not true. He has to walk back.
It kind of makes Kellyanne Conway look pretty good from here, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, and after this thing blew up on Twitter, and you know, Nancy Pelosi called for him to be fired. Other people, one of the big Hollywood producers, Eric Ortner, tweeted that I would be honored to walk you through the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah.
Since apparently you're not familiar with it. You know, there was all kinds of reaction. He did go on CNN and NBC,
yes,
and with a full blown apology,
yes,
and say,
he did.
Yeah, I really screwed up. And you got to give him credit for that. He didn't say if anybody took offense or anything like that. He
right.
just said,
Straight
I
out.
Just totally blew it.
And then I believe the president's response was, you know, it wasn't malicious.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, but the fact is that Spicer, between Melissa McCarthy's Saturday Night Live segments and just the stuff that comes out of his mouth sometimes, sometimes he treats the press corps like a bunch of kindergarten kids, you know, trying to tell them, you know, not to shake their heads and what stories to write. That's not the role of the press secretary. And you can really see the reporters there are starting to push back on it. So
it just makes me wonder, what is the cutting off point, or is there such a thing?
Ed, that's a good question, Pat. And I think, you know, credibility is so important in that job. You've got to be somebody who has the trust of the media and is viewed as being an honest broker up there. And I don't think Sean Spicer is. I think he has been damaged by the number of statements that he's made up there and by his actions. So I've heard from people up there that there are others sort of waiting in the wings. We'll see what happens. But anytime you drag this much attention away from the president, and the president is Donald Trump, who likes attention, then you're in trouble. And I think he's in trouble, which is why he was all over the news yesterday, apologizing big time.
Yeah, it was the apology tour part 2, 3, and 4, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to California for a minute, and let's talk about moving California's primary again.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because, as you know, our primary is in June. By that time, you know, the presidential race is pretty much over. The only reason candidates come here is to pick up money and to go on Ellen DeGeneres. That's about it. But if it gets moved up to be the third one in the country, right after Iowa and New Hampshire, and that is the bill that's up in Sacramento right now, and it's being supported by the Secretary of State, then there's a chance, particularly in the Democratic side. 2020 could be an active Democratic race. A lot of Democrats could jump in to try and challenge Donald Trump if he's running. And this could be interesting. So California would be sort of the center of the action. It could be a place, and it could get a lot of people out to vote. They're talking about also moving up all the other primaries, the initiative, you know, votes, everything else.
Right.
So this means California would be really early in the process and would be in the national spotlight. So I think
it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, given the population of the state.
Yeah, and they, of course, this would help the Democrats, which is why they're proposing it up in Sacramento.
And another question that I pose to you, Carla, is there's been much said, of course, about Jared Kushner and the position that he is continuing to take in the Trump administration. So is there anything in California, politically speaking, that equates to the Trump-Kushner relationship?
I think that's another good question, Pat, and I think you have to look at Jerry Brown and his wife, Ann Gust Brown, because...
Oh, right.
Because Ann, the First Lady of California, you know, is not a paid California employee, although Jared Kushner is a paid, I believe, senior advisor, to the president. Ann Gust Brown is somebody who, she is number one on every list of the most powerful people in Sacramento. A lot of people say, Capital Weekly, which is a group up in Sacramento that really tracks these things, says nobody's quite sure what she does, but she has more clout than anybody
quietly,
else.
Though,
Yeah, she has more clout than anybody else. She's been with Jerry Brown since 1990. You know, she's about 20 years younger than him. But this is a wife who has huge influence with him. She's advised him for all those years on campaigns and otherwise. And in the governor's office, she is somebody who is hugely influential, much like Jared Kushner. If you've got that family connection, you know, the people in power listen to you. And Ann Brown is that person. So it's kind of hard to equate exactly with Jared Kushner, but this is as close as it gets in California.
All right. Always having a handle on California, Carla Marinucci. Thanks for being with us again this morning.
Always good to be with you, Pat. Thanks.
A pleasure. That's Politico's California Playbook reporter, Carla Marinucci, on the KSRO Live Line.